Om Kataksha Kiranachanta Naman Mohabdhaye Namaha
Ananta Nandaka Krishnaya Jagamangala Murtale
Ahamasmi Sadapami Kadachinahamapriyaha Pramayava Hamatasiddham Satchidananda Lakshanam Mayevo Deiti Chidvyamni Jagat Gandharva Patanam Atohan Nakatam Brahma Sarvagnam Sarvakaranam Nasvatas Pratyabhijnanat Niram Shatvan Nachanyataha Nachashre Vinashanme Vinashasya Tanashriyat Nashosha Prosha Vikleda Chedaschin Nabasomama Satchayarabhyani Lagnyam Vaha Shastraik Kimutakalpitaihi Aparupasya Vishwasya Banam Basanitirvina Kadachin Navakalpeta Bachaham Tena Sarvagaha Nahi Banat Rate Sattvam Narate Banam Chitochitaha Chitsam Beto Pinajasad Rate Tena Hamadvayaha Na deho nendriyan shaham, na prano na mano na dihi, mamata pariradatvat, akridatvat idandhiyaha. Sakshi sarvan vitapreyan, aham naham kadachana, parinama paricheda, paritapai rupa plopla. Let's try that one again. Sorry, I missed that one.
Was that a vowel?
It's a tongue twister.
I know, I tend to, that upa plavada tend to always do something wrong with Sachi sarvan vita preyan ahannaham kadachadam parinama paricheda paritapai upa plavat supateham drishyante dukha dosha pravrittayaha Atastasyaiva samsaraha Name samsarvita sakshinaha Supta suptin najanati Na supte swapna jagarau Jagrat swapna shushuptinam Sakshatoham matadrishaha Vijnana viratas suptihi Tat janma swapna jagarau Tat sakshina katam mesyuhu Nitya jnanasya te kvayaha.
Jagrit swapna sushupti na.
Go, girl, go.
Yeah, you sound like backup singing.
All right. Shad vikara vatam veta Shad vikara vitam veta Nirvikaro hamanyata Nirvikaro hamanyata Tad vikara anusantanam Tad vikara anusantanam Sarvata navakalpate Sarvata navakalpate Shad vikara vitam Shad vikara vitam Veta Veta Nirvikaraha Aham Anyata Tad Vikara Anusandhanam Sarvata Na Avakalpate Shad in six for our numeral people Shad six Vikara six modifications But when vat is added onto the end of a noun, it shows possession. So vatam is in the genitive. Of those which possess, which have, the shad vikaras. I'll talk about the shad vikaras in a minute. Book here. Okay. Shad vikara vatam, genitive plural. For ending noun like bhagavatam. So shad vikara vatam, veta. From Vetra, the knower. Nominative singular, Veta. Like Karta. Comes from Vid, to know. So Veta, the knower. The knower of the Shed Vikaras, of the one who has the six modifications. Shed Vikara Vatam Veta Nirvikaraha. Vikara means a modification, anything that modifies, anything that changes. So Nirvikaraha, that which is free of modification, free of change. Nominative singular. So Veta, nominative singular, the knower. Nirvikaraha, nominative singular, the one who is free from the vikara modifications. Aham, I. So this says, I, the knower of those which have the six modifications, and myself, Nirvikara. So I, being Nirvikara, I, who am Nirvikara, am the knower. So you have to make that into a good sentence. I would say, I, the one who is the knower of the six modifications, that which has six those things which have six modifications, I myself am Nirvikara. So do you see that? Veta, nominative, Nirvikaraha, nominative. So Veta and Nirvikaraha are the qualifiers for aham. I am Nirvikaraha, I am the knower. I, the one who is without modification, am the knower, the Veta, of those which have six modifications, but showing possession.
I am the one.
I, who am free of modifications, am the knower of those things which have the six modifications. So I'll get into the meaning. The Shed Vikara is a technical term, so I'm going to do that for you in a minute. But just for now, just take the Sanskrit. I, aham, who am Nirvikaraha, am the knower, the Veta, of Shed Vikara Vatam, those things which have six modifications, the Shed Vikaras. Okay? Then it says, Anyata, otherwise, meaning if that were not so, otherwise, Anyata, indeclinable, Tad Vikara Anusandhanam. I notice in some translations they take Anusandhanam as memory. The memory of the Anusandhanam, the memory of, this is a compound, of those Vikaras, of those modifications, referring back to the sixfold modifications. So the Anusandhanam of those Tad Vikaras. Anusandhanam, but more normally means the investigation or the inquiry into, you know, if I'm investigating or looking into something, is the Anusandhanam. So you could say, otherwise, the Anusandhanam, the investigation or inquiry into or analysis of, is Anusandhanam. Of those six vikaras, it just says literally Tad Vikaras, of those vikaras. So Tad Vikara Anusandhanam Sarvata Na. Now, when you negate something, like say you say Sarvata means in all ways, Na Sarvata means in no way at all. Sarvata means in every way, indeclinable. If you negate it, it means, doesn't mean not in every way, as though in some ways, but not in every way. No, it makes it an absolute in no way. You know? So just like with kinship, kinship means some, but na kinship means none. You see, that's important to know, because you could say some of those as opposed to not some of those. That's not an absolute. But when you negate some of these, like sarvata or kinship, it means some, none. In some ways, in no way. So here, sarvata na avakalpate, it is not possible. It is not possible in any way, right? In no way is it possible. Avakalpate. Is what possible? The investigation or inquiry into those vikaras, those modifications. You see the Sanskrit?
Mm-hmm. What was vikalpate?
Avakalpate.
Avakalpate.
Is not possible.
I see. Oh, na vikalpate. Okay,
so, sarvata na avakalpate means it is not possible in any way. In no way is it possible. That's good. In no way is the anusandhanam, that is neuter noun, nominative, the anusandhanam of those vikaras is in no way possible. You get it?
I, th- I'm sorry. I had a little mind bubble. And sarvata is like in all ways, in negating in no way is it possible.
That's right. Okay. Perfect. So if I say sarvata na avikalpate, it is not possible in any way. It's absolutely not possible. There's no way is it possible. Is what possible? The namata, the anusandhanam, neuter, the investigation into those vikaras, you know, or the dealing with, the looking at, the objectifying of those vikaras, or some will say the memory, though that's not really, I can't find any translation of anusandhanam, but it gives the sense. I can't deal with those vikaras. I can't investigate into them. I can't objectify them. I can't look at them, right? So anyata, otherwise, the investigation into those vikaras is not possible in any way, is in no way possible.
Could you explain that a little bit?
I will explain it, but I want you to see the Sanskrit first.
Okay.
So the first part says, just to look at it again, aham nirvikaraha, I am who am free of vikaras, and the knower, the veta, of all of those things which have vikaras. That's the but. Okay? Anyata, otherwise, the inquiry into those vikaras is in no way possible. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just spend a few minutes here and take a look at this. The first, the word shad vikara, the six vikaras. We actually kind of memorize these and have to, you know, rattle them off. You say six vikaras, you have to know six modifications, you have to know what those modifications are. So, any living being goes through the modifications beginning with birth, jayate. Once that being is born, then it exists. Asti comes in, it's being born, and now it is. So jayate, asti. Then vardhate, it grows. It is born, jayate, asti, now it is. Now it starts to grow, vardhate. Then viparinamate, then it transforms. It goes through its transformation for a human being. It goes through puberty. It's usually what's meant. Viparinamate, it transforms. It's growing, but then it goes through the transformation. It usually means it goes through puberty.
Matures.
And then apakshyate means it declines. And then vinashyati, it dies. So it comes into being, it is, it grows, it matures, it declines, it dies.
I must be declining.
You're declining. Some of us are declining. Some of us are still, you know, growing. We're maturing. Some of us are maturing, and some of us are on the decline, having matured. Okay. So,
nobody's dead.
Jayate, asti, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshyate. Vinashyati. So there, you'll see sometimes they'll use different words for these, but these are the ones that he's quoting here, are the common ones.
And sometimes don't they flip that jayate and asti?
Yeah. But I think jayate asti is correct. It's born and now it's in existence. It's born and now it is. So jayate, but you're right. But jayate asti vartate viparinamate. Viparinamate, okay, it matures, it goes through the puberty. Apakshyate and vinashyati.
Are these all in third person singular?
Yeah. It's all in third. You know, it is born, it is, it grows, it modifies, matures, it declines, decays, and it dies. It's destroyed. Vinashyati. So then he says, so those are the list. Nishad and Swamiji, I mean, this comes all the time. He'll just say the shadvikaras. The shadvikaras are just the natural modifications that any living being goes through. It's born and it dies. Sometimes you'll just say Jayate Mriyate, born and dies, you know. But if you say Jayate Mriyate, Mriyate means dies, Jayate means born. If you just say those two, then you're including, without saying all of the other four vikaras, instead of saying all of them. If you get the whole set, then you get the six. Otherwise, you just get the beginning and the end. Okay, and so now this is shad vikara vat. Vat means that which has, the one who has the six vikaras. So shad vikara vatam is in the genitive plural for those that have these sixfold modifications. Okay, so I am the veta, the knower of. The of is in the genitive of the general genitive plural of the shad vikaras. I am the one who is the witness, the knower, the sakshi of all of these modifications. If I'm the sakshi, subject-object differentiation, if I'm the sakshi, the witness of these modifications, then I can't have them myself. If I had them myself, I couldn't have a subject-object relationship with them.
Carol, does it say I am the knower of the six modifications, or I am the knower of the ones who have the six?
The ones who have.
Okay.
Of that which has.
Could you say that again?
I am the sakshi, the knower. Say, keep knower now. In the end, it'll resolve into consciousness. But for now, I am the veta, knower. So knower, known. Right? I am the veta, the knower, the witness of those things which have these six. Those things which have these six modifications. That's the vet. So I am the knower of like this body, mind, sense organs, of anything that goes through this process of being born and that has as its nature something which is goes through these sixfold modifications. I am the veta. I am the knower of those things.
So I, the subject, and the knower of these modifications.
Of those things which are subject to these modifications. So any living being is subject to these modifications. Even a plant, a fruit, an animal, any jiva that takes a birth is subject to this sixfold modification that goes from birth to death.
Okay? And will they apply that to things like emotions or thought as well?
No, because an emotion, for instance, it comes into being, but then you don't kind of watch this emotion being born, then existing, then transforming, then decaying, and then dying.
Okay.
You know, it's talking about really the whole upadi that goes through birth and death. Even though we could kind of do that with emotions and thoughts, but not really.
It's pushing the envelope.
Okay. Now, I, as the knower of those, as the subject-object, as the witness of those things, can't myself have them. Right? Because if I have them, then there's no subject-object relationship. There's no way to know them, and which is the point he makes in the next. So I, being the knower of the vikara, can't myself be the vikara. I can't myself have a vikara. And so here he goes, he says, well, why not? Why can't I? Because he says, otherwise, meaning, I mean, if I did, you know, if I myself had the vikara, then tad vikara anusandhanam. Some of the translators use here for anusandhanam, memory, because it makes you understand it better. Because if I myself had the vikara, I myself am coming and going. You know? I myself am coming and going. And so how can I be there to objectify the things that come and go when I myself am coming and going? And so therefore I can't, there's no one there to do that inquiry. So that type of inquiry is impossible. For it, this anusandhanam of those things, of those modifications, are impossible if I myself am modifying. Because one modification negates the other. The one who has grown is different than the one who was just born. The one who has gone through maturation is different, is a different experience than the one who is the child, like that. The one who is old and decaying is different than, you know, the one who is maturing, who is different than the one who is transforming, who is different than the one who has just been born. And so those modifications negate one stage of experience negates another stage of experience.
Yeah.
So if I myself am the vikara, I am negated as I move into the next stage of experience. Therefore, there's no one there to be aware of it or to analyze it, because that one, if I myself am changing along with the vikaras, I'm negated as the vikara. Just as the vikara is modification, is negated by the next stage, I also am not there, negated by the next stage.
So it wouldn't be noticed then, right?
There wouldn't be noticed, because that person's gone. Mm-hmm. The person who was just born is gone when that person grows up. So if you take your whole... They divide the human life, for instance, into shud vikaras. But that's kind of arbitrary. It's a way to draw the line into these six. But actually, you could have a billion or a billion, you know, modifications. This moment is negated by this moment, and this moment is negated by this moment. Right? Those are shud vikaras. We just divide it arbitrarily into these big slices of experience. We divide our total experience from birth to death into six major slices. But you could divide it into countless slices, you know, and each slice is a negation of a previous one. So if you yourself are being negated, you know, by the next moment, then there's no one there, you know, to analyze or to have a subject-object relationship or to have a pratibhijna. Pratibhijna means I can say, I, the one who was... just born, am now the one who... I'm the one who was born and now 6 years old. I, the one who was 6 years old way in the past, you know, I am now on my way out. That's a pratyabhijna, though, where I am present to all of the different stages of experience. That means that I outlast those stages of experience. Those vikaras are coming and going, or it's a process of change, but I am present to all of them. That means I'm not going through those vikaras. Right? If I were going through the vikaras, it wouldn't be possible for me to recollect them, analyze them, talk about them, because I myself am negated by each vikara, by each modification.
It would mean like you've had multiple deaths.
Yeah, as the vikara is gone, that whatever that situation, that state of experience was, that is gone. But I remain. If I remain, then I'm not subject to that modification. Right? If I'm not subject to it, then I can talk about it. I can say, I had that experience, I had that experience, I had that experience. If I go with the experience, then there's no one there to say, I had that experience, because that one is gone with the experience.
So is this the same as the anuvritti in the story?
Yeah, it is. I outlast the experience, and before, during, and after the experience. When that is the case, then you can have memory, you can have recollection, you can have analysis of your experiences. But if you are also a vikara, right, then you, if you go with the vikara, the shud vikaras, if you yourself are bound by any given one of the vikaras, then there's no possibility of you analyzing, objectifying, remembering or recalling that vikara, because you're also gone.
But you do, that one does go with death, though, the one who's investigating.
That's why maybe they say the Atma doesn't go with death, but we're talking about, that's why they say the Vat. Someone who has, that which has these shed vikaras, right? A person, you all have shud vikaras. You all know that you were born, and you know you will die, just because of deduction or whatever, you know. Every being dies. So you know, I was born, I exist. I notice that all human beings grow old and die. So all human beings are subject to these shud vikaras, and I right now, you know, have been through so many of them. And I still have some more to go. You know that. Right? But you also, and so you also know that what we call that pratibhijna is there. Pratibhijna means I have a recollection, a memory in reference to myself of being present to prior experiences that I have. That's why I can say, I, the one who am in, say, you know, the fourth or fifth stage right now, was, that same me was in this stage, and this stage. Mm-hmm. Similarly, you can say, I who slept last night and had this dream, I, this one who is the waker now, was asleep last night and I had this dream. That's pratibhijna, where you have a recollection of yourself being present to an experience that has passed. When you just say memory, it means, oh, I remember seeing that painting. The memory is in reference to an object.
Right.
That memory is called pratibhijna, when it's in reference to your recollection of yourself being present in a situation which has passed. Like you can say, you know, I who am here now was present to the dream I had last night. Or I who am here now, you know, was at CIS yesterday.
Or in third grade.
Or in third grade, or whatever. The pratibhijna is relating your presence to a situation that is no longer here.
So it's a memory of the presence or the memory of...
It's the recollection of your presence in a situation that has passed. Mm-hmm. Right? And so you can do that same pratibhijna in reference to all of your... the experiences that you have in terms of the shudvikaras. You as a human being go through all of these. So you recognize yourself as having been present to all of these states of experience.
Yeah.
You know? You see what I mean?
Gotcha.
The pratibhijna means, though, that if you are present to those experiences that have been completely negated, and you are still present, you yourself can't have those vikaras. Because if you had the same vikaras if you were one with the vikaras that you're going through, then when that vikara is gone, you're gone. Right? If the one who was a little boy, you know, was attached to the little boyness, when the little boy is an adult, right, then the little boy is gone. And now there's an adult. But there's no relationship between the adult and the little boy, because the little boy, vikara, is long gone. So if the Atma, if the self, who was the one with the little boy, then there's no pratibhijna, because gone. So if for you to analyze or recollect or have a pratibhijna of these experiences that themselves are these vikaras that have been negated, you have to be free of them. So nidra means, you know, I am free. I am without those vikaras. I, the knower of these vikaras, am without the vikaras. Otherwise, you know, it would be impossible for there to be any memory or investigation of those vikaras, because the self of them is long gone. You have no experience of them. Even if you take it moment to moment to moment, if the Atma, if the conscious being is gone with each moment, then there's only the conscious being of this moment. There's no recollection. There's no pratibhijna between one moment and another moment.
And that's why this flickering consciousness of the Buddhist school.
Yeah, and they will say something like, the continuity, what you experience as continuity is itself an illusion. Because, like, for instance, the candle flame. There's not one candle, there's not one constant candle flame there. It's, you know, flame, 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 but it goes so fast that there's a seeming continuity, but there's no continuation of anything. Same with the river. You know, it looks like there's a river in front of you, but what was there one moment, you know, ago is completely gone. There's something else. And so any sense of continuity is only an illusion. Now, we can say the same thing in reference to the Maya or in reference to what we experience. In fact, the differentiation from one moment to the next is has an infinite regress, because any moment, anything you take to be a moment, as long as it's taking up time, you know, which is linear, is infinitely divisible. Any moment is infinitely divisible. And so you can't find a moment, because that moment is subject to division. Right? And so if that's so, the sense of any type of beingness, stability in reference to anything within Maya is an illusion, which it is. However, the being which the Maya enjoys is not subject to change, right? And so the changeless is there amidst the changing. If we're just looking at the changing, there is no such thing. There's no pratyabhijna if all that is there is the changing. There's only an illusion. And then now some Buddhists will say, well, the total experience of the one moment is brought over into the next experience, which itself is... I mean, I don't think they'd have any problem with the infinite regress of that, not being able to find a moment, because they'll do the peeling of the onion. It's just they don't tend to recognize, you know, the pratyabhijna or the constancy of satchit.
But you know, this illusion of change, it seems so real. I mean...
It's not... Change isn't an illusion. But the changelessness of yourself is what's to be recognized, the changelessness amidst the illusion, amidst the changing. Changing is real. I mean, Maya changes an infinite... As I say, infinite change and time go together. You can never get to the bottom of it. You can never get... You can't find a moment in the creation because, you know, so there's a moment that we could discover because that moment is divisible.
So what's the illusion then, taking the change to be...
The delusion is the total identification of the Atman with what is changing, and then you become a finite being.
And is delusion is what?
Illusion is delusion. The illusion is the whole Maya Upadhi. That's not a good word to use. We have to stop.
It's new.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.